Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marilyn Monroe, but I've always been fascinated with China.
China, okay.
And that is one place I would love to go. Hey, Luka went to China last year. Got him traded, but nonetheless, I would love to go to China.
You and me. All right. My number five, I will have an honorable mention. I'm going to go with New York. And the only reason why it's an honorable mention is because I am going to New York later this year to go see Cooperstown. Mm-hmm. Nice. A little father-son trip. But my number five is California. Because I feel like you have to go to California at least once in your life.
Yeah.
Just
what part?
I don't know if I'd have a specific part.
Whole state?
That would take some research.
San Diego's super low-key, nice beaches. L.A. is, I'm pretty sure you've seen it all over your phone. I don't need to tell you about L.A., but it's just...
I don't think L.A. would be the spot.
L.A. is like, go there to see what
No, you
what
definitely
LA
need
is,
to go. Go
but
to
it's
LA.
Not anywhere you need to spend a week and a half in L.A.
You go check it out.
Money. You can drive to L.A. and be good. I mean, the drive's terrible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you know, you could hit San Diego, L.A., and, like, the Newport Beach area. Now, granted, it's been 20 years since I've been there, but back in my Navy days, there was a restaurant there called Cappy's. I'm going to say as the servers were off the chain. I can still remember to this day. The coffee was delicious. I got a tattoo there. Absolutely phenomenal.
San Francisco for the vibes.
Yeah. Okay.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
You know, got the Giants down there.
Oakland. Why not?
But, yeah, so that's my number five.
Okay.
My number five, I'm going to go Canada. Now, this was one I was thinking about doing with a friend. And number four kind of goes with it when you hear me read it. But I'm a big fan of cold. I love the vibes. And I would love just...
But you like visiting the cold. You don't like living
in the cold. Oh, no. I like visiting the cold for sure. So give me Canada at the five spot. Pretty obvious. You know, it's a border.
Any particular part of Canada or just kind of like throughout the entire state or the entire state, the entire country? Hello.
I mean, I already know the really expensive parts, you know, when you're looking at Ontario, Toronto. I've got some friends up there as well. And I would just love to pick up the accent, eh? Because
what do you mean pick up the accent? You already use it.
A trip there, you get a couple weekends there, all of a sudden you're fluent in Canadian.
French.
Seriously. It'll take a month before it wears off.
Je ne sais pas.
So you going to Montreal?
Montreal would be cool. You know, I always laser in when I'm actually going of what city I'd want to go to, but I just know I want to go to Canada.
That's it. All right, number five.
My number five, New York. Kevin had it there in his honorable mention, but just
to collude on this or what?
Not quite, but
quite.
I mean, he had a specific place to go to. I just went there back in March, Times Square. You just go.
Wait, you already went there?
Yeah. Oh, you couldn't have been there before?
No, you can't. I mean, these were top five places we want to visit, but if you've already been there, that's...
I wanted to visit, went and visited. It's worth it. You do have to watch out for that sewers, though.
Yeah.
The air comes up. You're like, what the hell is that?
Okay. Okay. All right. What's your number four? Snake draft.
Number four, Iceland.
Nice.
Kind of like what Blake said. You get like the volcano vibe that you want in Hawaii, but it's still cold. There's like those natural water geyser things, whatever. Yeah. There's a lot to look at there in Iceland.
Okay. Are we buying Iceland or is that Greenland?
Greenland, I think.
I kid.
Don't quote me.
I kid. All right, number four, Blake.
Number four for me, pretty easy. Give me the luxury ski resorts, the Fairytown Mountains. I would definitely go here either with a good friend or a lady. Give me Switzerland.
Nice.
The number four spot. Nice. This is the ski resorts you see online where you're eating hot cocoa over infinities.
Now, are you eating it or are you drinking it?
Eating it. Eating at this point,
you're gonna eat hot chocolate.
You're eating chocolate strawberries out of a villa sitting over the Alps. Go snowboarding later. The party's there too. They go crazy in Switzerland.
Switzerland, baby.
Give me number four, Switzerland.
I like it. I like it.
My number four, staying in the States. I would like to go to Atlanta because being the sneaker guy, being the guy that's all involved in the culture of things, there's tons of shops, tons of resale places to go to. There is the College Football Hall of Fame as well. I just feel like there's no shortage of things to do in Atlanta.
That's what I hear. You can go check out Buckhead and go see Andre 3000 and my boy Big Boy from Outkast. All right, my number four.
Link up with Chris Stops.
That's it. Trey Young, you know, any shortage of good. Kyle Pitts. I mean, he's not at tight end university, so I'm
not.
Sure he's bebopping around there. My number four, Barranquilla, Colombia. Nice. And you may say to yourself, Fred, why of all the places in Colombia, why would you want to go to Barranquilla? My grandmother was from Barranquilla. She grew up in a brothel there, fourth of 13 children. Now, 9 of them died. Cause that's what happened in the 30s, right? And so, nonetheless, RIP Delia, but Barranquilla, you know who's from Barranquilla? Shakira. Mm. And Sofia Vergara.
I was just going to say
Sofia. Okay, so again.
Hey, I'll go with you to
hotbed. Come on with it. Hey, we can get our veneers there.
Oh, yeah.
While we're there.
We're going to get a lot of stuff.
We're going to get a lot of stuff there. That's exactly right while we're in Barranquilla, Colombia. So that's my number four. My number three, Jerusalem. Okay, I want to let's go see where this thing kicked off. Okay, let's see what this is all about.
See the backstory.
Heard a lot of talk about Jerusalem.
Seen a lot of books.
You know, a lot of history out there. So, and I am a bit of a history, you know, there is something to be said, and I've heard this before, that as you get older, you do get more in, you know, you do get more historical, or you know, you start to get more into it or whatever. And I know I certainly have, kind of, you know, because you can only watch so many terrible shows on Netflix. So Jerusalem is definitely my number three.
My number three, there is no originality here. Take me to Paris. I want to go to Paris.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
I like
food,
that.
The scenery.
Yeah.
There's just, again,
I've heard Paris is kind of a bleep hole though, outside of the tourist traps. Okay, tell you what, let's do this. We're gonna put a pin in that. You're on your number three, correct, Blake?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll put a pin in it. His number three, top five places we want to go visit. We'll put a bow on it and get you out of here and get you ready for your Thursday Cooper Flag Day. It's going down. It's right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Appreciate that. Final segment of the program right here on Fan After Dark. I'm Fred Davis. We got Blake Elliott, the Phenom in the Heezy, as always. We got the one, the only, Jet Nelson, making his Fan After Dark, a.k.a. first time ever going solo producer debut tonight. and doing doing yeoman's work tonight, my friend. Doing yeoman's work tonight.
Getting it done.
And then, of course, the one, the only Khaki Kev holding it down with us as well. So let's get this thing rocking and rolling. All right, so we are doing the top five places we'd like to go visit, courtesy of the phenom Blake Elliott, because he will be going to Greece on Saturday. Looking forward to that for him. And so just recapping, my number 5, 4, and 3, China, Barranquilla, Colombia, and Jerusalem are my 5, 4, 3. Yours, Khaki Kev?
California, Atlanta, and Paris.
Okay, and you are at number 3. Go ahead and recap 5 and 4 for us.
Canada and Switzerland.
Okay, and by the way, did you know that you already had some folks chime in?
Shout out to them
as well.
With the Vancouver poll.
There you go.
I love doing deep dive research before I travel to a place to figure out what's the best. I get my vibe. Shout out to ChatGPT. Kind of helped me plan my Greece trip. I tell it my vibe.
Of course it did.
What I want to accomplish, and it says, hey, here's the spots to hit. Here's the must-see spots. Here's the island to go to, and puts me on game. My number 3. Now, this is one that I've been wanting to do for a long time. The Scotland-Ireland combo.
Okay.
If you don't know, Blake is Irish. So seeing my native town in Ireland would be cool. And then also Scotland, big fan of just kind of their castles and the deep. I don't really know what the word for it is, but if you've ever seen Secret Millionaire or Traitors, kind of that I don't know the word to describe it, with the big castles.
Medieval,
maybe, but it's not like scary, but it's just, but it's got greenery everywhere. It's super large areas. Yeah. It's beautiful over there. There's not a lot of stuff you see in America. Pretty much the complete opposite of America. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that kind of vibe and viewpoints, and there's mountains in the background and beautiful water. So Scotland and Ireland for me is right next to each other, like an hour. So that would be my number 3.
I like that.
For sure.
I like that.
And then that takes me to my number 3. I had New York 5, Iceland 4, and then 3. Fred, I'm curious to see how you feel about this one, Nebraska. So I will say that
would be far off place.
That is where the Nelsons come from. I know you're a Kansas guy, Mike.
Yes.
We come from the Cornhuskers.
But where did you guys come from before that, though?
Oh, like Ireland. Not too positive. I know Nebraska. I don't know where the rest
so
of
we
us
don't
come
know
from.
We don't know where the Nelsons came from before they got to Nebraska.
I've heard of Sweden before being mentioned in our family history.
Okay.
But maybe
I can see you giving off Swedish vibes.
Swedish. 100%. The blonde hair a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you wanna go back to Nebraska?
We go every summer. So I'm just gonna tell you about how good it is.
I think Jess just named places he's been.
I just wanted to shout out the hometown.
It just gets a bad rap.
I'm starting to wonder. See, Jet, now I'm starting to wonder. You know, because I was starting to question the training you got, but I'm starting to question your comprehension level. I'm not. I mean, I'm just because I thought we made it pretty clear what this top five
it's
was places you wanted to visit.
My hometown, mom's crib.
I just thought, like, top five places to go.
I'm going to go to my 25th year high school reunion. Looking forward to that. Oh, wait. I've been out of high school for 30 years, so forget that. Forget I said that. It's already passed.
The Target down the street. Great deals.
Never mind. I've spoken too soon.
So on the fly, what's a spot that you want to go to? You don't got to worry about the order.
Give us another place.
Oh, just places I haven't been to?
Well, give us a place you'd like to visit.
Place
if you've noticed, we've all three done places we haven't been to.
Okay, never
yet.
Been to Miami. Never been there.
There we go.
Jet at 11 Club in Miami. Get him on a yacht.
Just the Cuban food, the culture.
You and Walter Clayton. He too wanted to go to Miami. So, okay.
I think we're starting
to get the gist of this segment.
There
all right,
go.
So have you been to number 2 already as well?
And number 1.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. I want you to go ahead and scratch those out.
Okay.
And come up with 2 that you haven't been to that you want to go to.
Okay.
All right. Did you write your own vows?
I did, yeah. Yep.
I want you to bring those in the next time you do our show.
I can do that.
We know we did not follow the haiku.
I want you. It's been a hell of a night for Jet Nelson.
I probably broke the word limit.
It has been a hell of a night. Where did you go? What college did you graduate from?
University of Texas at Arlington.
Okay.
That could be why.
What's the acceptance rate there?
Close to like 75, I think. 100%?
Is it higher than UNT's?
It might be. I mean, they're like, well, engineering school.
Yeah.
know.
Well, I know you didn't go. You didn't go to the engineering school, did you?
No, bro. Okay. Yeah. That would have been all the engineer students like communication department. That's why
UTA engineering department's like, listen, that producer you guys have on your show.
That's not.
No, we gotta have a love for Jet Nelson. All right, come up with those two. We'll circle back to you, as the kids say. All right, number two, Blake Elliott.
My number two, and I'm gonna do. Can I do a 2A, 2B?
You're saying honorable mention.
Look, at this point. Whether you've been there or not, doesn't matter.
These places are super far away from each other. Two completely different vibes, yeah. But with you as well, I Jerusalem. Okay. Let's get the history
let's
in
go.
There.
Let's go. Let's go.
I want to see it all.
Let's do
Give
it.
Me in Bethlehem.
Let's do it.
And then just touristy vibes. I love watching anime. Give me Tokyo. Give me in Japan. I want to see all the vibes.
I like it.
I want to get into and I've been seeing videos all the time on my
We can meet up because I'm gonna be in China.
Yeah.
So while I'm in China, yeah. You're in Japan. Yes. You know, let's meet halfway in Taiwan.
No, I'm going to do Japan before I'm 30.
No, absolutely.
That definitely seems like a French trip. Like a lot of people.
Which by the way, you're still closer to 21 than you are to 30, so yes. You got a little bit of time.
Yes. I would love to just ingratiate. That's one where I'd want to be there a while.
Yeah.
Ingratiate myself in a culture.
You need to watch the movie, and since you know you're a single man now.
Yeah.
A good first or second date, man. You don't want to watch a movie on a first date.
Bullet Train?
No. That movie's terrible.
What? No.
I watched 10 minutes of it. I was like,
bad
this is
take.
It's a Bill Murray movie. Why can't I think of it? Lost in Translation.
Okay.
A dynamite. Scarlett Johansson. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
All right, number two.
My number two, this would be no surprise to people who are really close to me. Give me visiting the Monegasque, going to Europe, going to Monaco.
Okay.
And you already know why.
Yeah, because you're an F1
nerd.
That F1 race. That's a great pick.
By the way, the reason why I said Lost in Translation, because the movie's based in Japan.
Let's do it.
Okay. And I think you, of all people, would like that movie.
Okay.
But
okay.
I did have Tokyo in my honorable mention, so maybe I'll just
like
throw that
on
there. Yeah.
I like that, too.
So we all had a little Tokyo, Japan, China vibe.
We have to do. Tokyo Drift, absolutely.
Tokyo Drift.
Some knockoff Jordans or something.
Like that. Absolutely, we're buying knockoff Jordans.
We're going to be on the street vendors. Crazy.
Yeah, we are.
The street.
I'm going to do 2A, 2B in honor of Blake Elliott, and just because I left this off my list and I got to add to it. 2A, Wales.
Ooh,
because that's where the original Fred Davis is from.
There you go.
Okay, so
we all kind of put our where we're from.
Absolutely,
I don't know where I'm from. So, I got to do that.
So you and Jet,
apparently you and Jet are from.
I got to do a 23
and me. And I don't know if I would go that route.
What did he say?
20. Well, he said 23 and me. I wouldn't do that if I was you.
So how do I know where I'm from?
Well, ask your dad. Ask your parents.
23 years.
I think I have some Native American heritage somewhere.
Doesn't everybody? I think I'm part Cherokee, actually.
I can say it. I can say it.
Say what, Blake? Say what?
I'm a Navajo. No, here's why I wouldn't do the 23andMe. Seriously. Because which group was? I think it was 23andMe went bankrupt. Yeah. And here's the thing. You've now given all your information, literally all of it, and you don't know who's going to buy it and what they're going to do with that information.
Right? Didn't they already sell it?
Oh, I think they're when you go through bankruptcy, you're trying to reorganize and
sell
what have
to,
you.
To Red Lobster.
But they came out of bankruptcy, right? But not everybody does. So, it's one thing to question whether or not you'll ever get a cheddar biscuit again. It's another question as to whether or not where your personal information is getting divvied up and handled out to. So, just something to think about. All right, my number two was 2A was Wales, 2B Beirut. All right, want to see what's going on in Lebanon? All right,
okay.
While you know what I'm saying? All right, we're getting down. We're doing a whole Middle East tour.
I was gonna say you're very Middle East based.
Oh yeah,
on
no,
yours.
No, we're going to the motherland. And then number one for me, Dubai. All right, I've always wanted to go to Dubai. Yeah. I am fascinated by it. I'm just fascinated by the Middle East. We'll hit Qatar. Luckily, we'll make sure Iran and everybody's calmed down before I go over there.
I'll be in the Middle East. My plane has a layover in. Oh my gosh, I just forgot the name of
UAE? United Arab Emirates?
I wish.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Ooh, Istanbul?
Istanbul, there you go.
Okay.
That's exactly where it is.
Turkish not women.
I'm good,
Turkish
right?
Turkish women.
I'm good, right? As far as...
What, in Istanbul? What are you talking about?
I'm good in Istanbul, right?
Well, I mean, you're not leaving. You're just going to go from one edge of the airport to the other.
Yeah.
Well, how long is your layover?
The first one's just an hour. I think the second one's a little bit lengthier coming back.
You're fine, dude. dude. It's Istanbul.
I know that. Mom was a little weary. I said, I think I'm good.
No, you guys are fine.
I was like, we're not going into the town and staying
for a
week.
No, Istanbul. No, man. Istanbul. Like I said,
it's a huge airport. It's one of the bigger international
airports. No, it absolutely is. And I want to say it got bombed, and I'm not trying to...
That's what I just said. I want to say it's one of the main targets. No, don't say
I
want to
say the threat level has died down, but just head on a swivel while you're there.
Now boarding turtle. Oh, my God.
Oh, fortune favors the bold. What?
Blake and Kim, your flight will be delayed. That's right. We do have a B-2 bomber.
I, you know, like I said, I dated a Turkish gal once, but she since blocked me. Anyway, that's another story for another day. All right, you're number one.
My number one is via probably on a boat of some sort, maybe a cruise. Possibly more likely a cruise. I know I said boat. Bahamas. I'd like to go to the Bahamas.
Okay.
That, I feel like that's cruise 101 right there. The Bahamas. Yeah. Yep. A lot of them, you'll hit that. That'd be a fun spot.
There almost went a couple years ago.
It's never too late. It's never too late. Are you going to shave your face before you go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Or shave your chin?
I'll shave my face.
Please do. Please do.
And then in honor of Jet, I will throw on my honorable mention. I do want to visit my bed at some point this week.
If it's that rare, yeah. This guy.
All right,
like Jet, he has been there before. So
I have been.
There is that. Not your bed, but.
Whoa!
We got about a minute before we gotta get here. Anyway, my number one. I'm finishing my European tour. Give me France and Italy. Hitting up Chateau.
I like it.
Getting on the wine. Getting on the Amalfi Coast. Finishing it up.
And then me going for redemption.
Two and a one. Let's go.
Washington, D.C. and Alaska.
There
so Washington, D.C., get your history in, learn something. Alaska, get the trout fishing going. I don't know if I got
Jet
the redemption.
Jet Nelson, I'll tell you what, my man. I don't think we could have asked for a more unceremonious start to your 105.3 The Fan career.
I wouldn't have changed it either.
I'm glad I was here for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You will forever, whatever your career takes you in the radio business, you will forever remember your first night of producing.
It started
when
with
Cooper
Fan
Flag.
After dark.
Boy, I'll tell you what a night, and it ended with top five. What a night it's been. Shout out to our boy Mike Babbo from the Picked Off Podcast. But more importantly, shout out to all you Tolos, Fatties, and everybody else that tuned in tonight.
Love you guys.
What a program it has been. I'm over here shouting out like I got 30 seconds. It's 56:35. Is that what you told
me? Yes, sir.
Okay, boom. We got a minute. Let's calm down. I was getting ready to run this thing down.
Give him some audio.
I was getting ready to run this thing down. Hey, play our favorite audio real quick. And try to play one, but hey, if all three of them come out at the same time, well.
Redemption arc right here, Jay.
That's it. We got a minute.
Oh, I don't know if it's on the YouTube. Hold on.
YouTube? He doesn't
know. That's what it was on earlier.
Just at this point, just play anything.
Not that.
No, not a music. He literally played anything.
Track his decline. It's from low to lower.
Oh, no.
And then there are days like today.
Okay, go ahead and just go ahead and turn it off. Just go ahead and turn it off. I told him to play anything. He said, okay. Hold my beer.
What was that?
I think that was a commercial. I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows. I don't know.
YouTube just kept going.
I don't know.
It was Nico once upon a time.
There's no telling. Look. Shout out to Leah McNeely's mother, who got quite a bit of airtime tonight as
Dylan
well.
Dylan Harper's mom.
Big shout out to our boy Khaki Kevin for coming in clutch tonight. Shout out to the one, the only, Mr. Jet Nelson for his inauspicious debut.
Cooper Flag!
Great stuff from the Phenom. Day. I'm Fred Davis. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night. God bless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.